Hello, and welcome to the Responsive Family Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Hawley, holistic sleep coach, lactation consultant, peaceful parenting educator, and mom. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by all the conflicting sleep info, frustrated with sleep information that just plain felt wrong, or searched desperately for a truly gentle and responsive sleep approach, then you are in the right place. In each episode, we'll be answering your most pressing baby and toddler sleep questions, busting those sleep myths, and helping you understand truly developmental, biologically normal baby and toddler sleep, plus encouraging you to trust your intuition along the way. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this first episode of Responsive Family Sleep. I'm so grateful and excited and just a bit nervous that you're here listening today for this first episode. This podcast has been so long in my head that the fact that it's actually a reality now is like, pretty exciting. On this first episode, I thought we'd dive into what does it mean to think of, support, view sleep holistically? What does it mean to be responsive? And what does it mean to ground ourselves in developmental norms? These are huge questions and huge ideas and things that we are, of course, going to dive into over many episodes. But I thought I'd ground you a little bit in my approach and how I view sleep, because there are so many different views out there, right? If you get on Instagram or you Google something, you're going to get a lot of different opinions. Same if you ask, you know, your friends, your family, even your pediatrician, you're going to get a lot of different answers, and there are a lot of different ideas out there. And some of them are about opinions, right? And about subtle differences. And some of them are just, you know, more or less based in reality and more or less based in biology. And so I thought it would be great to start off just talking a little bit about that spectrum of information that's out there, right? We have everything from go with the flow, it's normal, they'll grow out of it, you know, just do whatever, all the way up to our really harsh sleep training strategies like cry it out, right? And then there's a whole bunch in between there. And holistic sleep support, the way that I practice, is definitely grounded in development, right? It is grounded in what's biologically and developmentally normal, in responsiveness, in connection, and in a holistic view. And it means that we bring a lot of intention and good enough parenting and good enough sleep support, doing our best, never expecting ourselves to be perfect, but intention nonetheless, to how we support sleep. I like to think of it as a counterbalance to all the things in modern life that undermine everyone's sleep quality, because it can be really difficult to support good quality sleep at any age in modern life. Now, if you can go with the flow of sleep and it comes easily to you, that's lovely. I think every family could benefit from some basic sleep hygiene and understanding in order to make sure you're just maximizing your sleep and supporting the body as well as you can, because sleep is important. And a lot of families who, of course, come into my realm are struggling with sleep, and going with the flow isn't sustainable for them, and yet they don't want to sleep train, right? That doesn't sit right with them, and that's where holistic, responsive sleep support comes in. Now, you might be wondering, okay, Kim, but what's sleep training? And I'll tell you, when I was a new parent, I had no idea. I don't know if I had never heard of sleep training or just it went in one ear and out the other ear, because I just didn't register until we were interviewing for a nanny share when my oldest was like 3 months. And she asked us what our sleep training approach was. And I was like, say what? Like, what are you talking about? And that's how I got introduced to Ferber. And I was a little baffled. And, you know, ever since then, I feel like being aware of sleep training and yet not practicing it has been a defining part of both myself as a mother and myself now as a professional, now that I'm a sleep coach. So what is sleep training? Well, you're not going to get one single definition, because there isn't one, and we all use it differently. To me, sleep training is about withdrawing your support as a parent in order to shape your child's sleep in a way that's generally not lined up with development. You know, it's not about just changing things to make them more functional for you. It is about independent sleep and about sleeping through the night. And often at times, your baby's not ready for those things. And in a lot of ways, stressful. It's tough. I still struggle to get a cohesive definition, even, you know, 6.5, almost 7 years into working as a sleep coach who does not sleep train. So that's by no means a perfect one, and I'm sure we'll revisit it as we move forward. So we're talking about holistic sleep support today, though, not sleep training, and responsive sleep support and developmental sleep. So let's jump into that. What does holistic mean? I feel like we have so many buzzwords around holistic and gentle, and people throw them around, you know, meaning all sorts of different things, but they can mean something very helpful or they can be just vague and, you know, not helpful if we don't know what the person using them actually means. So holistic to me is looking at the whole, right? Holistic, looking at the whole sum of factors that support sleep. So our rhythms, our routine, our environment, our sensory needs, our temperament, where we're at developmentally, play, activity, stimulation, right? We're really looking at all those factors that shape sleep. And then we're looking at the whole child, the whole baby, the whole toddler. Who are they? What are their needs? How old are they? What is their temperament? Do they have any sensory needs we need to be aware of? What's happening in their life? You know, did they just have a big change? Are they going through a big developmental leap? What's realistic to expect of them? And how can we better understand their cues, their needs, and what their body needs in order to sleep well? And then we want to look at the whole family, right? Because sleep does not exist in isolation. It's always in context. And it's always in the context of what's happening in your family and those relationships, the stressors, the joys, the changes, the challenges, the routines, all those things matter. And so looking at the family as a whole, as a unit, or as a system, but also looking at parents' sleep. What are we doing, you know, alongside or separate from baby sleep improvement to make sure we're protecting and supporting your sleep as a parent? That's a whole separate area to explore. So holistic is small details, nuance, but it's also big picture. Another piece, for me at least, is that developmental piece, right? What is developmentally normative for babies or babies of this type of temperament, babies at this age, toddlers at this age? What can we realistically expect? How does biology actually work when it comes to regulating sleep? These are factors we really need to ground ourselves in before we can look for improvement, because we have to understand where are they at now, what's generally normal, you know, how do they match up against that, and where can we look for improvement? And then we need to focus on connection and responsiveness and treat our babies with respect, right? We need to center that relationship that we have with them if we want them to have a healthy relationship with sleep. And that's what we're doing in these early years, right? We're laying down their relationship with sleep as well as trying to maximize their own sleep, you know, in the immediate time that we're in and all that messiness and craziness and wakefulness and all of that. So gentle, responsive is about connection, right? It's about seeing and understanding your baby's needs and meeting them in a good enough way, right? Again, no one is going to be perfect at this. No one is going to respond to every cue perfectly, but we're good enough, right? We're striving to do it as best we can. So when we're thinking about tools and strategies maybe for navigating changes, changes we want to make, changes we feel we need to make, changes because what we're doing is just flat out not working anymore, then we want to make changes in an emotionally supportive way, in a very available way, in a very hands-on way, in a way that breaks it down and asks baby to make small changes. So we're not just asking them like, hey, go from nursing to sleep to falling asleep on your own. Just boom, just figure it out. Like that's not realistic. That's not gentle. And it makes me absolutely crazy when people say, oh, it's gentle, but you know, don't make eye contact. You can only pick them up every 20 minutes, but it's gentle because you're sitting right there by their crib. You know, that's not gentle. It's definitely not gentle to me. So gentle to me means you are never ignoring your baby. You are never ignoring your intuition. You are never purposely withholding comfort to change your baby. Like, that's sleep training. That's not gentle. You can make changes and be gentle, but it's going to be a really different process because it's going to be a supported process in which you're going to be able to comfort your baby. Of course, you're going to help them through a change. And so I think it's really messy because there is a lot of co-opting of these ideas into areas that it's maybe more debatable, or they're maybe more gentle than something like cried out, but not gentle in the context of the way that some of us work on this gentle, holistic side of things. So I think it's always great when you are hearing sleep information to pause and reflect, right? And go, does this resonate with my values? Is it kind? Does it feel right? And you know, if the answer to one of those is no, then it's probably not good information for you to take on board for your family. And if the answer is yes, 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 then that's great. And if you're like, you know, I don't even know, I don't know that I fully can say yes or no, then that's a sign to ask more questions, reflect, explore, and maybe get some other options so that you really do know all the options you have for your family if you're in one of those tricky situations where something's got to shift, but you want to do it in a way that feels right. So I will leave you with that for today's episode. And over these next episodes, we will be diving into so many different beliefs and myths and misconceptions we have around sleep to start to really get at the ideas of what's normal, what can we really expect from our little ones versus what's, you know, cultural myth, cultural belief, sleep training, cultural ideas that really shape how we view sleep. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode left you feeling more informed, confident, and encouraged on your sleep journey. And just a reminder before you go that nothing in this episode is individualized to your specific sleep situation, nor is it to be taken as medical advice. Take what resonates, ignore what doesn't, and check with your healthcare provider about any medical concerns. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll never miss an episode. And take a moment to rate, review, or share an episode you love on social media. All of that helps parents just like you find me, this podcast, and this gentle and responsive sleep information. I'll see you next time.